From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm...
Really?
I don't know. We don't know.
Couldn't you say something? Couldn't you say Boy in Black or something? I don't know.
Nope.
No.
Don't know my name today. Don't know.
All right, fine.
I've been walking around this earth for 43 years, and nobody can say my name. Brother.
Hey, you could be called Brother.
Brother.
I know some people go, Brother, no, no.
Yeah. Well, I know them too.
We had an interesting episode of Lost.
It's mixed. Some are liking it, some are hating it. I got to tell you, I like these kind of stories. I liked Abaterno. I like this kind of storyline. I was happy with it. Did I get all the answers I wanted? No.
I think it answered a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think it's something we're going to have to go back and watch two or three times, which is the key to Lost.
So. I mean, I
liked it. I but there are people that just absolutely hated this episode.
I think overall on Twitter, I've seen pretty much positive responses in the phone calls, positive
responses. It's 50-50 on the emails. I mean, some people have said flat out, I will not watch the end of this show.
Yeah, I think your email people are just as negative as you are, so.
What do you call my email people?
Because they're the people you talk to on the
email. They always go, hey, Jay. Even though I'm answering them.
Oh, man. All right, Jack. So we have last week
after
today.
So when I do answer your email, I try to sound a little more dumber. Try to dumb them down.
So we got last recap, listener feedback, some you tweet backs. Jack, and do you have any crack with air of the week?
I'll think of one before this show is over.
You don't have one yet?
I don't have one.
What a slacker.
I know.
Man. All right, so let's get into the last recap. Here we go. All right, it's last recap time. We have a new episode titled...
Only two more recaps.
No, three.
Oh, that's right, three.
Well, this one and then two more.
Yeah. Are we really doing a 2.5-hour recap?
We might have to split it up, maybe.
We might have to do it after we get back.
No, I think we'll have to do it that night.
Okay. Cool beans.
But yeah, so we had an episode title was Across the Sea. Poor Claudia is shipwrecked. We learn her name
yes,
a little bit later.
Claudia.
But, there's a woman who is Preggers.
Yes.
And she is shipwrecked and she washes ashore. And as she goes to the stream...
I want to be one of those people that washes ashore and just lays there face first in the water, in the sand for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I want that experience.
You want that experience?
I do.
But she's getting some water at a creek and she is found by a woman. We don't get her name.
She's doing a press conference or something, right?
I didn't know this for sure, but do you know what language they were speaking before they decided to speak English?
I've heard Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true, but I first I thought it was Latin. I said, well, no, it's not Latin.
Why is it not Latin?
Because someone said it wasn't Latin.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen different types of things, and I know we're going to take some heat and emails. We don't need 100 emails.
We'll know by Thursday.
We'll know by Thursday's podcast, so if you want to send an email, that's cool, but you don't have...
So why... I mean, did they start speaking English just because it's easier for us to understand or something?
I was hoping so, because I was trying... It's always hard when you're taking down notes and you go, wait, what did I miss? And then we kind of both looked at each other and we went, wait, they're speaking English now.
Yeah, which is a little weird.
And it was perfect English.
It was a little... Yeah, it was very American English, because...
Well, she said...
AJ, as some people are calling this character.
Yeah, well, Claudia said, dude, what are you doing here?
But so she takes him to the caves. And, she says that she is the only one, and she got here, same as her, by accident.
Right.
Do you think that's true?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
All right.
She gives birth to a son, Jacob.
Yes.
That she names Jacob.
Who's perfectly clean. Then he was the cleanest born baby you've ever seen.
He had some gunk on him.
Not a lot of gunk. Jacob came out pretty much gunk free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if that's not the technical term for it, but
yeah.
To me, it's gunk.
But then she gives a surprise birth to another. It was a twin. Well, not a, you know, identical twin.
I know what you're saying.
But she doesn't have a name for him.
I don't have a name for him. I only had time to think of one name, and Jacob was on my mind. So, and of course, the other kid, was all gunky. He had gunk all over him. He was extra gunk-sized, or whatever you want to say. I don't know. He was just gunky.
Then Claudia wants to see her kids, but oh no, the woman decides to kill her.
Well, she says, you
need
a
rock.
Yeah, I need to have a piece of the rock.
She says, I'm sorry.
I felt bad.
Let me go to
Lost.
Well,
you know, I think it's okay if you smash someone in the head with a rock if you do say you're sorry afterwards.
She said it before.
Did she say it before?
I think so.
Either way, I think it's okay.
Really? Okay.
I'm kidding, of course, people.
we come out of the commercial break to Boy in Black, as I'm going to call him.
A young Zac Efron. He looked just like him. He has to be his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to start singing and being in bad musicals.
Boy in Black finds a game, and he asks Jacob to play. It's a young Jacob. Now, is this the same kid that we've been seeing on the island?
Sure, looks like it.
Yep. So, that's what I'm going to say it is.
Let's call young Jacob Mama's Boy. let's call the great leader of all, the great God, Mama's Boy.
Well, he's not, though. I think this proves that he's not some all-knowing...
Yeah, for all you people who have been sending me emails for the last year telling me how great this guy is, I think they can stop.
Well, I think he's genuinely good more than Jacob. I mean, more than Man in Black.
He killed his brother.
He didn't kill his brother. He can't kill his brother.
Well, he tried.
I think he knew he couldn't kill him.
No, he beat the snot out of him. Well, twice.
Yeah, that's not twice. Killing him.
He's not. I don't think he's a good guy.
Well, yeah.
We'll get to my point.
Okay, we'll get to your point. That doesn't matter. but he promises not to tell his mom. But Jacob's mom asks if he loves him, and Jacob then tells her what they're doing.
Okay, mommy.
But then he was
tearing off into the sea.
Then mommy dearest goes to talk to Boy in Black, who is looking at a turtle. Was it dead, or was it like laying eggs? Or
I don't know. I didn't really pay too much attention to the turtle.
Well, it was just that he was looking at it, and then he looked away, and then they just kind of abandoned the turtle being there.
I didn't even notice that.
But
I must have been writing a note.
He tries to hide the game, but then she says she left it there for him. And this game has white and black stones.
Right.
And could be significant further down the line in this episode.
Maybe. No spoiler alerts.
And she says he's special. And also she says that Jacob doesn't know how to lie. So Boy in Black is special. Well, like Locke, maybe.
No, I'd say Jacob's more like Locke. He's just a Mr. Bundle. I have to watch it again. Maybe I'm wrong, but Jacob just didn't impress me. I'm sorry, sir.
Boy in Black and Jacob are hunting for boar when they discover other men.
Right.
And this is after their mother told them that they're the only ones.
Yeah. Mom lies.
And there's nothing else.
Hmm.
They tell the mother, and she tells them why.
Well, the worst part is, you know, young man in black,
mm-hmm.
young boy in black, whatever you want to call him. He's smart and says, hey, be quiet. Jacob's like, who are they? What are they doing? Over here!
Because he's innocent.
We're over here!
He's gunk-free.
Yeah, he's just not the sharpest tool in the shed.
The mother tells them why they're there. They're there to get this light. She takes them to a well of light.
Well, they're evil.
The light well.
They're evil.
And everyone has a little bit of this light in them, but they always want more.
Right. Man always wants more.
But if they try and get this light... they will put it out, and then thus putting out all the light throughout the world.
Right.
And their job is to protect it.
It's the heart of the island.
Exactly.
And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, who said that before?
And she said she made it
so... Is that the same light that Locke saw?
Mm.
Remember when Locke said, I saw the heart of the... I
saw the eye of the island.
I saw the eye of the island, and it was beautiful. Was that similar to what Crazy Woman was saying?
Hmm. I don't know if it's necessarily similar.
Was that what he saw? Did he see the?
Did he see the well of light?
Did he see the well of light?
I don't know.
And that's what changed his path on the island. He had to change his whole approach to what was going on the island. I think it is.
But do you think he would have been like curious and like go down into the well? I mean, he had to get into that stupid hatch.
Maybe that's what he was trying.
I think the well would be way more interesting than the hatch. Maybe, why would they show him?
Maybe
focusing?
That's what he was trying to find.
I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because look at he spent so much time on that stupid hatch, and the well of light is way more interesting than the hatch.
Again, he's a lot like Jacob. Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's discovered it.
It just seems odd.
I think whoever the protector is the only one that can find their way to there. And once Jacob became the protector, he was able to find it.
But maybe the smoke monster showed it to Locke at that point. Maybe he showed it to him. Maybe he showed him what the prize was.
But you know what, though?
Maybe he didn't actually find it. Maybe he was shown. Maybe Smokey showed it to him.
But see, I
to get Locke on his way.
But see, that's almost like a Nicky Paolo situation where you're just showing us this now. All this special, big, eventful stuff happened, and we never even saw it.
But we've always thought he saw something special. It's always remember, it was always there's two Smokies. There's a white one and a dark one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Smokey was showing him something. That's what your prize is. That's what you can see, because we never saw it. We assumed. Remember at that point, we assumed Locke was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Kate thought he was dead. You know, they thought that Locke was toast until he came walking out with the boar. Maybe he was shown that. Maybe that's what got him going on his way. Maybe that was the loophole to get the thing going.
Maybe, but I'm going to say no, because I mean, I think that's something they would have had to have shown us. I would.
Have you been watching the
show?
Well,
I understand that, but with two episodes left, and if it's never stated, I just don't think that's what it was.
I'm going to say it is. I have faith in the writers. I don't think they're lazy. I'm going
to
say
I'm not saying they're lazy at all. I'm just saying that's something that would need to be brought up. And I don't think it's going to be brought up in these two episodes. So I don't think that's what it is.
I'm going to say it is.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
Just for the sake of argument.
We then go to Jacob and Boy in Black. And
that just sounds wrong.
What? Boy in Black? Why does it sound wrong?
You're just being too mean to him.
He's a boy. He's not a man yet.
All right. Okay.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
But they're playing the game again, but Jacob isn't playing by the rules. And
well, he says, you're making up the rules.
No, he said, you made up the rules.
You
and
made up
then
the rules.
Jacob said, well, one day you'll have a game and you can make up the rules yourself.
You think that's what Jacob is doing now and has been doing for the last umpteen hundred years?
Well, I think he then made his own set of rules.
I think he's playing, you know, he's playing a game. That's why he's bringing people to the island, and he's making the rules as it goes along. He's become Man in Black. He's making the rules up. It's his game.
We'll get to that towards the end, towards the later discussions.
All right.
But then as they're playing the game, Boy in Black sees his dead real mother.
Right.
She shows him his
and
people.
Jacob couldn't see him.
No.
See her. I'm sorry. Right.
And she shows him his people, the people that were part of that wreck. They made their own little village. And she reveals that the mother killed her.
Right.
And so then in the night, Boy in Black wants to leave, takes Jacob with him. And when Jacob learns about it, he starts to beat him up. Mother Dearest stops them and tells Boy in Black, even though he wants to leave, he can't leave the island.
Right.
And we see even then he's got the little sparkle in his eye that he wants to leave.
Well, after his mom.
Because he's not from here.
Well, he's always wondered what's across the sea. Even as a young boy, he's sitting there, what's across the sea? He's got imagination. He's a thinker.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
He's not a stinker. He's a thinker.
So he
leaves.
But
you know what bothered me about Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
All's man in black, kid in black wanted to do was just care for his brother, take care of his brother.
Yeah.
And dude just didn't want to go. Just wanted to stay with the mother, the woman that killed his mom.
But see, he doesn't know that. It's just the kid is saying these things. I mean, you don't know for sure. Well, he didn't see his dead mother like Man in Black did.
I guess.
So then the mother is grieving about her loss, and Jacob asks if she did kill her mother, and she says yes.
She says yes.
Well, hold on, but she gave an explanation. She said to protect him from the other people because they would have corrupted you, and you're good. You have to remain good.
Uh-huh.
Jacob asks why she loves him more. She says that she loves him in different ways.
Right.
And she asks him to stay, and he says yes.
Well, she didn't have a choice at that point.
We go commercial break. We come back.
Did she?
What?
She only had one kid left. I mean, she had to.
Well, yeah, but he could have left, but she asked him to stay.
Right. I'm saying, but he didn't. She had to ask him. She had to keep him to stay. It's not that he was special. He was all she had left.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gutter Mercer Baker comeback. Jacob is older, working on his own tapestry there. It's 30 years later, as we find out a little bit later.
Man, you think you kids have it rough today. Look for your entertainment.
That's their iPad of their day,
I guess. Do they have to wait a while? Do they have to wait and get up early in the morning to make sure you get the first one?
Yeah, get the first threads.
Yeah. The new threads are out.
But Jacob visits the peoples, and Jacob and Man in Black play the game again.
Right.
And Man in Black says that Mother Dearest was right about people. They're greedy. They're, you know, can't be trusted.
They're selfish.
Selfish.
Basically, they're just, it's just human nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what people are.
And says that he's staying because they are helping him get off the island.
Right.
He throws a dagger, the same dagger that Dogen said to stab Man in Lock in the heart with, or in the chest with.
You think he was going
to
stab Jacob at that point?
No.
No, I didn't think so either.
But he throws magnet in, or throws a dagger, and the magnetism throws pulls it against the well.
Right.
And he says, you know, it does weird things with metal. And Jacob says that he's staying, very Jack-like. And but then Jacob goes back to the caves. His mother asks where he was, and he says, you know where I was, and tells mother that Man in Black has figured out a way to get off the island. So Man in Black is down.
Dude just wants off the island. I don't see the problem.
Man in Black is down in the well, and he shows that he has actually found the light. He pulls out a stone. The light shines through.
Right.
And you can see there that he has the donkey wheel.
Right.
And
not completed yet.
Yes, not completed yet.
He hasn't quite figured out how to make a full circle.
Well, I don't think it is. It a full circle
in the donkey wheel?
Well, we've only seen the half. So is that like it?
You know what? That's true. I never thought about that.
No,
well, it has to be because it spins around. It has spins to be, around. Yeah, so it has to be.
Yeah. Okay.
It's before they invented the wheel.
No, they had the wheel.
I'm joking.
They had the wheel. We don't need a million emails saying the wheel was invented. Did you know that the South American civilizations, they accomplished all their pyramids and all that kind of stuff, and they didn't have the wheel?
Really?
Yeah, didn't have the
wheel. Didn't they have rollers, though?
No, there was, they didn't have the wheel.
Were these like trees? Or?
Don't know, but don't they didn't have a wheel. They did all without the invention of a wheel.
Steroids.
Poor Brian Cushing. So here we go. So he's down there in the well. He tells her about it, and he says he's kind of developed and built all these channels to take the light and the water, and then when he turns the wheel, it'll take him off the island.
So basically he's figured out time travel, right?
Well, I don't know necessarily time, but
to
some kind of wormhole to send him out off the island.
Something like that.
To Tunisia.
Tunisia.
I
still don't get the point. Let him go. Come on, Mom. Let him go.
Because obviously she knew he was special for some reason.
Right.
You know, he knew how to play the game. He just knew things.
He was the smarter of the two. Wouldn't you agree he was the smarter of the two?
Okay, but there's a difference between smarts and just knowing something. When she asked, it was like, how do you know? It's because I'm special. I just knew how to do this.
Right.
Seeing dead people as being special, that's not just smarts. There's just something about him that makes him chosen for, you know, whatever aptitude that he has. But Mother asks if she can say goodbye, and I thought she killed him, but she just knocks him unconscious in the well.
She did say sorry.
Jacob is awoken, and he is taken to the light well, and says that the mother tells him that it's his job to protect it now.
But I don't want to do it. That's what he said. I don't want to do it.
Well, because she says promise to never go down the well.
Well, he didn't want to do it because he knew that she was grooming the Man in Black to be the leader, not the leader, but the protector of the island.
Well, here's I think something important. Jacob asks, well, do you die once you get put down there? She says no, something much worse than death. So when you're thrown down there, you don't die.
Right.
So I think that's important. She pours wine into a glass, and she says some prayers. It's very much like if you are partaking a Catholic mass when they bless the wine and the bread and change it into the body and blood of Christ. And if he drinks this, he accepts as the new protector.
Right.
And but then he says, you never wanted me, you wanted him. And she says that she knows now that it was you all along.
Yeah, now.
And
she doesn't have a choice.
But so what he takes the drink, and she says that now we are one in the same.
One in the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too bad it wasn't exactly the way you thought it was.
Well, not over yet.
Man in Black wakes up next to the well. It is filled, and the village is burned, and he gets his game, but he cries and screams.
Oh, he's upset.
All right.
Well, okay, now who did all this destruction? Who caved in that... Who caved in the well? Who killed all the people? How did she do that?
Maybe she blew it up. I don't know.
Is she a Smokey?
I don't know. I think she's a Jacob. She's a protector of the
island. But how did she do that?
We don't know.
I'm just curious. I'm just like going, okay, is she a Smokey? Is she...
It's a good point.
Superhuman strength. I mean, that well was caved. I mean, it was all buried in.
But have we...
And to kill all those people, she has to have some superhuman strength that we didn't see. And what have we seen on the island that can do that?
Well, here's the question. Have we really seen Smokey blow up things? He just kind of swarms around and kills people.
We've seen trees explode and stuff like that out of the ground, so she could easily have...
We don't know. We don't know like what the powers are. I mean, blowing up a tree is one thing, but actually like, you know, blowing up and filling in a well.
Maybe the light of the power of the light did something.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to do something to kill all those people.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Maybe she has other people that we don't know about.
That'd be a cheat. Come on. We'll never know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
We have to assume. I'm assuming that she had some kind of Smokey-like powers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I could be wrong. I'd have to watch it again. But
hey, I don't think she had Smokey-like powers. She doesn't have. She's not a Smokey. I don't think Smokey was around until Man in Black was thrown down the light well.
Unless she had a control... Well, I don't know what's going on. All right.
Okay.
It just seems to me that she didn't look that strong.
Mm, yeah.
She didn't have superhuman strength that I saw.
Well, look at Wonder Woman.
Well, she had to spin around and change her clothes, though, right?
No, she was an Amazonian woman.
That's true.
That's strong regardless.
Well, no, I'm telling you right now, Mama is not... she's not Amazon.
So we go to commercial break, come back, and she says a storm is coming, Mother Dearest, and tells Jacob to get some firewood. She says goodbye to Jacob. She goes, I'll just see you later.
And, I think she knew she was going
to
die.
Oh, yeah. She goes to the cave and sees the place is destroyed. She finds the game with the two stones left in it, and Man in Black kills her, and she says thank you.
Right. She wanted to go.
Well, because she wanted to go because she was, you know, we don't know how long she was there being the protector of the island, and she got Jacob to be...
So she died. She died much like Jacob did.
Yeah. And so I mean, that's basically.
And how remorseful was Man in Black?
He was
that he stabbed his mother.
Well, he still. I think he still cared about her.
Right.
I mean, you can hate.
He was just angry at what she had done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, I think you know you could be as mad as you want about your parents, but they're still your parents, regardless.
Well, remember that.
Are you gonna force me to be stuck on an island or something?
No, you never know.
Jacob arrives there and sees what he did.
And Jacob, with his big, nasty temper,
beats him up and takes him to the light well and throws
him
in.
Was Man in Black that weak? Because he just did whatever Jacob wanted. Maybe that shows you that he has superhuman strength.
Possibly, you know, or maybe Man in Black realized that he did something wrong, so he was kind of just taking his punishment.
But maybe that's what's showing us that maybe she did have superhuman strength.
I mean, because how many times have we seen, you know, like poor Ben just get beat, you know, to hell, but he just accepts the beating because maybe it's like he feels like he deserves the punishment.
Even the others seem to have superhuman strength, didn't they? Didn't we used to say, where did they get the super? I mean, Ethan was a fight. Juliet was mm-hmm. became. They all seem to have superhuman... There's something going on here with the... there's something on that island that gives you... Maybe that would explain how she was able to cave in the well mm-hmm. and kill all those people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to really... I don't think we'll ever really get into, like, superhuman strength, you know, discussion or powers. Because then we'll just get into heroes territory. Do you really want to get into that?
No.
Once he's thrown in... The smoke monster flies out.
Was it cool the way he floated in? He was just like down the stream.
Yeah. Jacob, distraught over what he did, watches his face, but then he finds Man in Black's body. He grieves over his brother, takes him back to the caves, and places him in one of the corners. And then he goes to his mother and finds the two stones, puts them in a pocket, in a little bag.
Right.
And places his mother next to Jacob, gets him to hold hands.
We're getting the flashback with Jack, Kate, and Locke.
From House of the Rising Sun.
Did Matthew Fox and Evangeline Lilly look a lot younger then? Not that they're old looking now, but they were almost like kid looking. They were just young.
It was over half a decade ago.
And now we have the answer to Adam and Eve that I had 2 weeks ago, thanks to the person that sent me the email telling me that.
Yeah.
I deleted it before you saw it, but I wasn't sure it was true until I saw it.
Well, we'll just have to make sure we block that person since they can't be trusted.
Well, I don't remember who it was now.
You deleted it or you archived it?
I archived it somewhere.
Okay, we just got to find him, then we'll ban him.
All right.
But regardless, we find out who Adam and Eve is. Adam and Eve is Man in Black's body and their mother.
So if you said Man in Black and Adam and Eve, you scored some points.
Man in Black and Adam and Eve?
Oh, and what's her name? Well, and, you know, it's going to be
mother.
Well, it'd have to be mom, wouldn't it? Their mom and...
Yeah, I guess you could say like Jacob's mother or Man in Black's mother. I think that would count.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, it was just, it's a really interesting episode. A lot of food to eat, you know, a lot of stuff to process.
Well, in Lost fashion, I mean, mm-hmm. What makes this show so great? I mean, I know a lot of people aren't happy, but we're all thinking, okay, what's going on here?
I wouldn't say a lot of people. I say, like, most of the feedback I've seen has been positive. I mean, I know half in, like, the email, but I don't think it's, like, a lot of people.
Well, there's got 20 emails and 10 are saying, I hate this show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great that we're still discussing, we're still debating, still theorizing on what's going on, where were her powers from. But I think it just shows that Jacob's just playing a game right now.
Well,
I've been saying, why does he bring these people to the island?
Well, I think
just to prove to his brother he can beat him in a game.
No, I think what I kind of got from it is he didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice about becoming the protector.
So he's bringing people to the island without a choice.
No, hold on. He didn't have a choice. He was kind of forced into it by his mother. And I think the reason why he's so adamant about people, they have to choose to come to the island. They make life choices that leads them to arriving towards the island. And in the end, they have to make the choices for the path that leads them towards taking over for Jacob. So I think Jacob, you know, he became the protector. But he didn't want to in the first place.
No, he definitely didn't want to.
But he did. And I think that's why his policy now is it's very, you know, you have to make the choices. I shouldn't have to make them for you to take over the job. And that's why, you know, you see Jack now, I think he's ready to take over the job.
And, I would say you're right on that.
And, you know, it was a really interesting episode. The light well was very interesting. I thought it was a little hokey at first. But I think it's a cool, you know.
What'd I say, Fern Gully?
You say Fern Gully. And actually, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but you know, it was interesting. It was almost
like. You sound like you don't like it. You sound like you're kind of mixed about over there.
I was mixed at first, but I kind of like it now. I kind of like it that, you know, it's part of the whole magnetism of the island, and, you know, it's just another view. On that same special property that the island has,
like this story. I mean, I like when they go back 200, 300, 400, 500, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that kind of. I'll watch a show about that. So it's kind of interesting. It was interesting to me. I enjoyed it, and I thought it was a great episode.
From what I've seen on the feedback so far, it's kind of been split between Man in Black is dead, much like Locke is, and it's just a smoke monster, a separate entity that kind of absorbs the souls.
Right.
What do you think?
I think he is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, he's absorbed the souls and he's gone from body to body and he finally found a loophole to get out. His whole game, his whole since he was a kid, was to get off the island. That's all I ever wanted was get off the island and be with his people and he knew he didn't belong there. That was the key. Man in Black knew he didn't belong there at a young age because he was smart. Well, he was special. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
He knew that. He didn't belong on that island. And for whatever reason, she wanted to keep him on the island. You know, mm-hmm. People are bad, but yet they keep bringing people to the island.
Well, I mean, that's the interesting part is, though, is he agrees with his mother, and he reiterates, you know, that people, you know, they come, they destroy, they kill, you know, it's a cycle and happens over and over again.
Well,
he got that from his mother. The mother said that in this episode.
And that's when he told Jacob the same thing last year or last season.
Yeah.
Why do you keep bringing him to the island?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to do the same thing.
But it's kind of funny where the both of them kind of are, you know, they counter what their mother said or support.
Right.
They support things on both sides of the aisle. But no, I don't think Smokey's separate. I think Smokey is the man in black, specifically because the mother said, if you go down the well, you're not dead. You're something worse than dead. So, and
the problem is I don't trust her because she's kind of nuts. I mean,
But I think everything she said has been true. What she said, it hasn't been true.
That's true. I guess she hasn't lied.
No. I mean,
she lied to the kids about their being their mom.
Not necessarily. You don't have to be a birth mother to be a mother.
Well, it's true. She did. She was honest to Jacob and said, yeah, I killed your mom.
I mean, just because they never asked before, I mean, is she really lying?
No, she's not.
But, you know, so, yeah.
Is she a good person?
I just think she, much like Jacob, was kind of stranded and became the protector of the island. And I think she was ready.
Is she a good person?
I don't think that's the point of what they're trying to go for here.
She smashed a lady just had two kids facing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what a good person does?
I don't know.
How could this woman have hurt the island?
Well, she was doing it to protect the kids from being part of the people that destroy and kill. And
the same people that Jacob keeps bringing to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The mother didn't want anyone on that island. Right, she said people coming to the island is bad.
Well, people need to come to the island for there to be candidates to replace. Just like she said, you will protect for a time, and then you'll need to find a replacement.
But you have to find the right candidate.
Well, exactly. So that's why he brings those people to the island.
But he's got a lighthouse that shows us who the candidates are. Why do you have to bring all the people to the island?
All the people they bring to the island are candidates.
Everyone.
The ones that live anyway.
I'm saying the ones that die. Why do you bring people over that aren't candidates to die?
Everyone has to die sometime.
you're heartless.
It's not heartless.
You're heartless, man. You're heartless. You have no soul. You're heartless.
But no, so I think Man in Black is, he wasn't killed because A, the well doesn't do that. You don't die if you go down there. You turn into the smoke monster.
You think he's received a bum rap for being a bad guy? Was he evil as a kid?
No, but maybe
Was he even evil as Man in Black before his mom? Jacob smashed his head in.
I think he wasn't evil. I don't think he was evil until probably he was thrown down that well. Whatever happened to him in the well made him something that was pure evil.
The light,
the well of light.
Okay.
So you know, whenever that happened, it maybe just took all the good away from him.
Okay. I could see that.
But
why does the heart of the island that's so beautiful, why does it turn you into something evil?
Well, because it's neither good nor bad. It's just light.
All right.
It's very
I just think something that's very beautiful would turn you into, you'd be like the nicest guy in the world. Come on, say, hey, let's put on a show, guys.
Because you're thinking too Western thought. You need to go more into the Eastern thought process.
All right, I'll have to go think. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it before the next episode.
But you know, just overall, I think it's a great episode. I think it brings up a lot of discussion, and it's going to be fun thinking about this one for the next week.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I like I said, I know it's mixed out there, but I enjoyed it. I like those kind of stories, but I'm crazy.
And I think more viewings will bring more information out of it, and look forward to talking about this on
Friday. And again,
four
people keep sending emails. Again, it wasn't my theory I support. I still haven't given up on it yet, though.
All right.
Smokey could have drank the wine, and they could be one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know. Smokey maybe once you become Smokey, maybe you're not allowed to be the protector.
Smokey could sit down and drink some wine and go, hey, but I still want off this island.
All right, Jack. You ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Listener feedback time. Got some calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we do it?
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. What else makes for a better Lost than answering the most asked question since season one and a vanishing turtle?
I just finished watching that episode. I hardly know what to say. This is Cynthia from Wichita. I cannot believe I feel sorry for the man in black. I cannot believe I was just all teary and verklempt for him. Oh, man, I had no idea what this episode was going to be about. This was just crazy awesome. It was good. I really don't have much to say, although I didn't have subtitles or captions on or anything. Did the mom, or the quote-unquote mom, did she, like, utter the Man in Black's name at the end?
Wow. Well, that was pretty awesome, huh? I was getting a little scared that they weren't going to answer the whole smoke monster thing. It was like 9:58, and still wanted to know how we became it, but really banged those two out of the park right at the end. That was pretty cool. Kind of mad they brought in Allison Janney right at the end of the show. Like to see her a couple more times. But yet another sleepless night after Lost for me, and guess what? I get to get up at 6 a.m. for school. This is Pat from Connecticut saying, I'm not ready for this show to be over. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, it's going to be over.
I got to agree with Pat. I got a little teary-eyed when they showed the previews for next week were nothing.
No.
I mean, they just were just singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we could sing the song, right?
No.
Is that a spoiler?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
You think so?
In the most extreme cases, in the most extreme Hakulian ways.
Yeah, because we're going to see him next week, and I don't want him crushing my head. But I said, man, it's going to end. It's going to end in 2 weeks. Allison Janney, you can't go wrong with her.
Mm-mm.
If you've never seen The West Wing, I highly suggest you go get it on Netflix or something, or buy them, because it's an excellent show.
The only problem I have with her, though, is she was a little too American for me. I don't mean, it's just like, she's her accent and the way she talks, and I guess because I've seen her in so many, like, just modern...
Right.
She, you know, was on The West Wing. She was also, had a great role in Juno. But she's, you know,
She had a great role in, what's that one with the red flowers? Won an Academy Award.
Oh, American Beautiful, Beauty?
American Beauty.
But, you know, so...
She really didn't say anything in that one.
Uh-huh. But, you know, for me, she's a great actress, and I thought she did a great job. But for me, it's just... She's a little too American for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're anti-American.
No, not at all. But, like, just for someone that's supposed to be there, like, centuries before America even existed, like, that kind of took me out just a little bit.
You want more like a Richard accent or something like that? Just kind of an...
Or, you know, just someone of a less...
Well, like I said, it was weird when her and Claudia broke into an American... English accent. You're like going, what?
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on here?
I understand why they did it, so, you know, it'd be easier to follow along with. But, you know, it's just, I felt it's just she was a little too American for me. But that's just me.
Okay. And then Cynthia had two comments. She said,
Maybe that's a clue.
It could
maybe
be.
Maybe that's a clue.
I'm going to watch it again. So I'll have all the answers for you on Friday. Cynthia, the thing she mumbled in was thanks. Maybe that's his name. Thanks.
That's not a bad name.
No, thanks. And she feels sorry for the Smokey. Welcome to the dark side. I felt really bad from the whole episode. I said, this guy has not gotten a fair shake the whole time.
The best bad guys have, you know, an engaging backstory.
I don't.
You're not a bad guy.
And the first caller, oh my God.
You're just a normie.
I didn't see the vanishing turtle. The mom seemed to know, the kids knew that the mom knew everything.
Uh-huh.
Like Jacob said, you knew I was there.
Yeah.
You
knew what I was doing.
You knew what I was doing. Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
I must be really crazy out here. Was she the turtle?
Huh.
And she vanished and popped up as the turtle. Was she the turtle? She was spying on her son. She can do that. That's what her powers are. She can do that. It's crazy. I know people are going, oh, I'm turning off the podcast now.
That is a little crazy. But okay. I don't know if it's necessarily vanishing as it just they showed it and then they just didn't like show it again.
Well, like I said, I was writing something down at the time. I didn't even see it till you said vanishing. I remember seeing the turtle, and then you said, then wasn't until you said here the turtle was gone. Then she pops up. How does she know? How does she know what's going on?
Well, I think what he said, you knew what I was doing. I think it's like one of those things, like, you know, she can pretend that she doesn't know, but like any parent, I think any parent.
But isn't
there some times where you just know what your kids are doing?
Isn't it more fun though to do it to just theorize this way that it's crazy and say, hey, she was the turtle?
But I think sometimes the most obvious answers are the answers.
I know, but it's more fun to just do it this way. It's all I have. There's only two more episodes. There's only 3.5 hours left. And judging by today's commercials, we only have an hour left of show of television left.
Oh, man.
Was there a lot of commercials today?
Yeah. Well, you know, no, actually, I mean, it's normal.
Well, we started behind. We caught up with the, I don't know.
All right, Jack?
It's sad.
Anything else?
No, Vanishing Turtle, which the mother, I'm going to save that for my crackpot theory.
Okay, all right.
The mom was a Vanishing Turtle.
Jack, let's get to the next set of calls.
I'm serious. You think I'm kidding?
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Abigail from Texas, and wow, that episode was amazing. It feels like we're like finally getting like answers. And my only question is, how does pushing Man and Lot down the well or water fountain or whatever that thing was turn him into the smoke monster? Like, that's my only question. That was weird. And but it was all together a really amazing episode. And I'm thinking that they could have given us his freaking name. Stupid lady in the red dress had to, you know, only name one of her kids. How rude. Anyway, it's a great episode and great podcast. So can't wait to listen tomorrow. Bye.
Wow. 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 Oh, my God. That was so brilliant. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That was great. That's all I got. Okay, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Josh from Greensboro, and I thought the episode was interesting with each answer. We kind of got some more questions, but my wife and I were having a discussion. We were trying to figure it out, and we're kind of split down the middle, because at the end, when Man in Black is thrown into the light and the smoke monster emerges, and then later Jacob finds his body, we're not sure between, she thinks that the smoke monster was created then, but it's not Man in Black, and I'm kind of thinking that the smoke monster is Man in Black, and he's discarded his body now, basically. So I think, you know, it can go either way. And so that now he's the smoke monster, he can kind of inhabit the shells of people that are gone. But she thinks that the smoke monster is just kind of its own thing that takes over people and becomes them, which is why she thinks how they have the memories of, like, Locke's last thought. So just thought I'd throw that out there and see what you guys think, or what anyone else thinks about that idea, and which one they think is right. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for those calls.
You know, he could have taken over his soul, and whatever was originally down there has always wanted off the island, and this is his, he just has to get a body to get off the island. He's just taking the same thing. He's just taking the same path that Man in Black was doing. What do you think?
I disagree.
I don't think so either,
mm-hmm.
But I'm just throwing it out there for
argument's sake. I lean towards that's just Man in Black, and that's what happened to him. He didn't die. He was turned into
I think this,
a monster.
I agree. This late in the game, they almost have to go that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But if this had been the first episode of the season, just think of the theories we could be coming up with.
Yeah. Because there's not enough time to develop that if it's like another entity that's not Man in Black.
Yeah.
I think it's Man in Black. That's what I think.
All right, cool. And the second caller, I hope you were talking about the episode. And then Abigail. How did he turn into Smokey?
It's a good question. You know, maybe there's definitely magnetic properties,
right,
that are within the light of the island. So maybe if you go directly into it, it separates your body from your separates yourself from your body and then kind of turns you into this magnetic monster.
So now Jacob is the protector of the island. That's how he, now how did he gain his healing powers and stuff like that? How was he able to
do it? It's just like part of the job.
Part of the job. Get into it. Hey, you're able. You got the Midas touch. And then maybe Claudia should sue for an ultrasound because her, whoever did the ultrasound, because she didn't know she was having twins. Is there? Does she have?
I think in her time they didn't have ultrasound.
Does she have a case?
No, I don't think so.
No case, man. No. All right, lawyers are gonna be upset tonight.
Oh man. All right, Jack. Ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jane. Jack. This is Diego from Dallas, Texas, and I gotta say this was a good episode today. I forgot what it was called, but first off, I did recognize the caves like right away because we spent like a whole season up in there, so recognize that. And then we can all agree that the story is amazing, and it helps develop the story overall. But this episode, I hate to admit it, but I felt so distant to the characters because, you know, Man in Black and Jacob, we only saw them in the last episode of last season. And this season, so like I don't really care about them as much as I do the other cast or the characters. I mean, but yeah. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, and I don't really like Jacob. Like even when I first saw him, I don't know. There's this thing about him I don't like. But I'm on the fence on Smokey, on Man in Black, because he just wants to go home. You know, I feel for him. You know, and he has a bad mom. And she doesn't deserve a happy Mother's Day.
All right,
that's all I
got to
say. Bye, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Richard from New Jersey. I was just giving you a call after watching the latest episode, which at first as I was watching the episode, I wasn't as keen on. It was like this whole thing with the light, and I wasn't really – I'm not sure how I felt about that. But as the episode went on, it just became amazing. And I love the explanations that we got as far as Adam and Eve go. And I find it interesting that the smoke monster isn't Jacob's brother at all. It's just, it's an entity, which I guess also doesn't have a name. But it's also interesting that Jacob, I guess, has probably less of an idea than we do about what's really happening and what's going on, because all he's ever been told is what his mother told him before he died. So unless he magically discovered something along the way, he probably really doesn't know much more than we do. And then you also have the fact that the donkey wheel, someone else must have put that on there to use to turn the island at some point. Because if it was the smoke monster, it would have left the island and we wouldn't be having this issue. So someone else must have figured it out and put it there. Just a lot of little things, but definitely a great episode that makes you think. I just feel like someone put Star Wars in my episode of Lost, though. All right, have a great episode. And yeah, bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Paul from New York. That episode was kind of confusing for me. At first, I thought that whole golden water thing was kind of cheesy, but then I was, by the end of it, I was kind of convinced of it. But I don't know, was it just me or did Man in Black as a kid look like Zac Efron? So I think we should start calling him Zac Efron when we talk about him as a child. Just my.
You weren't the only one, Jack.
Well, what did I say right when I saw him?
You did. You said,
I said, hey, it's Zac Efron. It looks just like him.
Well, I think it's the hair.
Maybe he'll be on. Maybe when he finally gets off the island, we'll find out it is Zac Efron. What do you think? And those High School Musicals have been just a way to influence people.
Zac Efron is evil incarnate.
Exactly. There you go. And all of what's High School Musical things? It's just promote evilness.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I'm calling it right now.
Uh-huh.
Zac Efron is evil.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and sue me, Zach. Richard, maybe, you know, he is right. You know, all Jacob knows is what his mom told him.
Exactly.
And we didn't see him, you know, just told him how to weave. And, well, people are bad. People bad.
But, you know, maybe, you know, over 100...
But this is what kills me, though.
Okay.
About the whole thing. She kept telling him people are bad. And what does he do? He brings people to the island.
Well, he needs to find a replacement.
I get that, but you don't have to keep bringing everybody to the island.
Well, if they keep dying, you got to keep bringing
people.
Why
did he bring Richard? Richard wasn't a replacement. Oh, you need a job? Okay.
Well, because he wanted someone to help him.
It just that part just, I understand he needed a replacement.
And that's why he brings him there.
But you don't have to keep bringing everybody there.
Well, we don't know how many people she brought there until she got a kid.
I guess. Well, she was happy. She goes, it's a boy. She was happy it was a boy. Mm-hmm. Like, it had to be a boy to replace her.
I don't know why that would be necessary since she was a girl.
But she said, oh, she was excited it was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Another boy? Oh, man. Bummer.
What was the other boy that she felt was more special?
Well, he was. And maybe there's an island handbook we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he found it somewhere. Buried there's an island. Oh, I'm supposed to do this. Okay.
You know, it was right next to the hatch, but Locke just never went the extra two steps.
Because it's Locke. I couldn't get past the computer. Maybe it was the monitor was sitting on top of the book, the handbook, for all the answers to Lost. What do you think? And Locke just couldn't do it. Diego, yeah, I agree. I'm more on Smokey's side right now than Jacob's. I just not sold the Jacob's demand for the job. I just watching this whole episode, I'm like shaking my head going, I've been taking crap for Jacob for all these years, and this is what I'm getting. This is the guy.
Well, everyone, he's just starting.
I mean, he's got to grow into the job, but he's not the man.
Any leader in the early years of their leadership is, you know, they go through some stumbles.
I don't want leaders with growing pains. I want leaders that know what they're doing.
There's no such thing.
There's got to be somebody out there.
It takes time. It takes age. It takes wisdom to eventually become a good leader.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Look at Jack, man. Look at his story.
He didn't want to be a leader.
But then when he became one, look at all... I mean, he didn't want to be a leader, but he really did want to be a leader. He was just fighting with his dad's insecurities, the insecurities that his dad gave him.
Then you had Locke, who wanted to be a leader, and he was no better than Jacob.
Exactly. And what is that telling you, Jack?
That Locke is Jacob.
Nobody knows how to be a leader right off the bat.
All right.
Takes time.
Okay. I'm still not sold on Jacob. he would not... You know what? If he came in and I was giving a job interview, No, sorry. Next. Next. I'm looking at your resume, Jacob. Sorry, you're not cutting it.
All right, Jack. Are you ready to get into the U tweetbacks?
I mean, his whole thing is a bottle of wine. That's his big selling point. This is the cork. Don't release the cork. I read that somewhere. I don't know.
All right. Let's get into the U tweets.
Where did he get that from?
It was a good explanation.
I know it's a good explanation, but where did he get it from?
It's called having intuition.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the U tweetbacks. Here we go.
Why don't you just find that and save it?
It is saved. It took so long. It's time for U tweetback. There's only like two more of these, so seriously, you're going to start complaining about it now?
I'm just in a feisty mood.
I don't know why. All right.
Because I feel bad for the man in black. I liked him on Deadwood. I think that's
The man in black.
And Brooklyn South. He was good on that episode.
Let's get into the U blogs first. This one's from Tim Bowie. After Man in Black is born. I hope the baby's name is Deadwood Guy. Maybe that's why Jacob gave his followers a choice. Because he begrudgingly had to accept this position and he resented his mother for it. I agree. Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
So we're going to go back. Is Deadwood Guy the best name for the...
No.
Well, I think so.
You're the only one.
No, I think other people...
Brad Indiana says, so if the island is underwater, is the light out in the alternate timeline?
Ah.
Good question. Good
question. Well, it should be if it promotes evil.
ODM. Calling it, the shepherds are related to Jacob and Man in Black. It's always about the blood.
Yeah, I've said that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie is AJ, Allison Janney.
Well, you know that Claudia, she kind of looked like Jack's mom.
She looked like Gabriella to me.
Well, first she looked like Gabriella. First, I thought she was Danielle. Mm-hmm. When I saw the previews, I said, is that Danielle? I go, that can't be Danielle. Then I said, okay, it's not. The young Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, you look at her face and look at her hair, she has a little bit of Jack's mom going on. So mm-hmm. maybe she is in that bloodline.
Well, not his mom. I mean, it would have to be like a shepherd.
But she's still, maybe it's not the shepherd we're looking for. Maybe it's the, whatever her mom's maiden name is.
Then that kind of kills the shepherd. Shepherd has nothing to do with
maybe
it.
Maybe the mom's maiden name is Wallace.
No,
come on. It's crazy.
Then that totally kills what you've been supporting as the shepherd bloodline.
I know, but I'm in a feisty mood today.
Good Lord. Is just trying to do what every other mother tries to do for her children, keep them from being destroyed and corrupted by the rest of the world, from being hurt.
Is that what she was doing?
Wilfrey says, I think that this that is the well that Desmond is in. It's a different well. It's one of the many, I mean, they say they made many wells.
They dug, well, that's what he said.
Yeah. Madison underscore 0218, is this like Jesus with his disciples drinking the wine and protecting Christianity? Jacob drinks and protects the island.
Yeah.
Heidi says he killed her without letting her talk.
Ah. With a knife. That, you know, I didn't even think about that. Good point.
David in Toronto says, so was Man in Black's Man in Black's name Brother? So Desmond knew his name all along and was telling us all this time? I really want to know his name now. The writers know how to play us.
We're never going to get his name now. Unless...
We're going to get his name.
You think so?
We're going to get his name. We have to get
his name. It's going to be Sam. I've been telling you for the longest... It's Sam, all right? All right, get off my back. That's going to be the final scene, final clip. And Sam, I am.
Eric says, the scene between Jacob and his brother on the beach would have happened now after Jacob's brother is dead. Smokey is not his brother. Smokey has always been Smokey. He's just using Jacob's brother's body, just like using Locke's now. Jacob's brother wanted to get off the island because he wanted to go home. Now Smokey wants to get off the island because he is pure evil, and we've heard Jacob talk about. I disagree. Man in Black.
The only point that he's making there is Jacob loved his brother. Mm-hmm. He might have bashed his head in and punched him a few times.
Well, I mean,
wait, let me finish. He loved his brother. He doesn't love this guy. He doesn't love the guy we've seen on the island. I know. Yeah, whatever. He hates him.
Because he's changed. I mean, he's obviously changed. Well, he's more evil. But, you know, I think, and, you know, that's, you know, brothers do that. They fight. They get beat up. They beat each other up. It's how it goes.
Okay.
Neither of us has ever had brothers, so we don't really know that firsthand.
Sometimes you go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Nana from Madrid says, did Man in Black killing Mother remind anyone else of Ben killing Jacob? Honestly, I'm a Ben fan, but this episode echoed so many of his moments and his relationship with Jacob that it sends shivers through my spine.
Right.
The questions, the following blindly, the joining the other camp, etc. It seems Man in Black might be one of the reasons Jacob hates technology, since it represents the people that Man in Black left him for. Strange that Jacob would end up believing... in humans' goodness, while Man in Black ends up considering them evil, just like Mother.
Well, this would be similar to the purge that his mom did with the Man in Black's people.
Mm-hmm.
That Ben.
So
did
would
to
Ben her. Is Ben going to become the new Man in Black?
I think he's well suited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more suited for it than, you know what? In all honesty, though, he was an innocent, good kid until he got shot by Saeed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until he was swayed to the dark side.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that water is connected to that well.
It has to be.
Because the mom said herself, she said the well is life, death, and rebirth.
Right, so
rebirth.
That's what happened to Saeed. That's what happened to Ben. Yep, we're onto it. You tweet, or whatever it is.
What if real mama, the one that appeared to the young men in black, was actually the smoke monster? She sent him to the others as a way to feed his desire to escape the island, knowing that fake mama wouldn't like that since she was grooming young Man in Black to be her replacement.
I like it. How could people hate this episode? There's so much to think about. So much to think about.
Last but not least, Courtney Atlantis says, so not that it's relevant now, but after tonight's phenomenal episode, I have a theory about not being able to conceive and also give birth on the island. I don't think that women stop being able to do this on the island, but that conceiving was never allowed. Technically, they are not supposed to be large groups of people on the island, but they are inevitably brought there as candidates or accidents. But if they could procreate, then they would keep multiplying and the island wouldn't be overrun. However, an already pregnant woman could come to the island and have a child because the child could be a possible candidate.
You just get your head smashed in.
Yeah.
Well, similar to what Ben was supposed, he was supposed to shoot Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So they could not reproduce, right?
I guess so. Makes sense.
That's he was supposed to go. He's take the child, kill the mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Jack, are you getting some tweets?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, this one's from AlwaysGreen93. When will the folks on Lost learn that honesty is the best policy? I swear lies are the root of all problems on this show.
I like lies.
We
lies.
Know that.
No more lies. All you do is tell me lies.
Leafo says, after tonight's Adam and Eve reveal, can anyone say that the writers didn't have a plan from the start?
I'm going to say, I don't know.
I think it leans in their favor.
Well, if they, I think if it didn't, they it's what they could have, you know, they could have gone that way. I mean, they could have gone 100 different directions, right, but that's the direction they chose to go.
Aaron M. Perry said, what is Man in Black's name? What game are they playing? What are the rules? Really, this is getting ridiculous.
So he, now, see, you're starting to get, the tweets are starting to line up with the emails.
Katil777 says, on the latest podcast, Darlton said that there should be no doubt that Man in Lock is bad. So why do people still think he may be good?
Did you watch tonight's episode?
Orange Kane says, question number one, so who actually installed the donkey wheel, assuming Brother is completely dead and Smokey only took his form? A lot of people are saying Smokey took his form. I think Smokey is, it's they're the same person.
I'm starting to disagree with you and agree with the other people.
All right, that's fine, but I'm sticking with mine.
Just because of the way he acts towards Man in Black.
Okay.
He doesn't really care for him.
Senior Starbird 73.
They were extremely close.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he left to go to the other village, he still hung out with his brother.
That was, you know, only 40 years on the island. We haven't really seen could be thousands of years after that time.
Yeah, I guess people start to get on your.
I mean, nerves. Stick with somebody for 1,000 years.
You know, stick with
a couple hundred years.
No, you don't have to be 1,000 years. Stick with 5 years on a podcast.
Exactly.
Start to just. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about anyone in this room.
Senior Starbird 73 says, seriously, we still don't get his name? Are we supposed to believe his name is Adam?
You know, I knew when she didn't have the name, I said, we're going to go this whole darn episode, they're not going to give us his name.
Samara 7 Rain, Jacob is John Locke, both not special enough to that they want to be. Man in Black is Jack. He had no faith, but he was the chosen one.
So she agrees with me.
Ad Nizzler says, the line between who's good and evil is getting blurry, and we still don't have Jacob's brother's name.
He's my brother!
SLH1913 says, I have a theory. Jacob was never special. It was supposed to be Man in Black, but Jacob wanted it to be him. Last but not least...
I don't know if Jacob wanted it.
No, I don't think so either.
He wanted his mom's approval.
Mm.
He wanted to be the chosen one. Yeah. He wanted to be... Well, he's a mama's boy. He wanted it...
He wanted to be the golden boy.
And who wanted that? Who was always that person? Who always wanted to be the chosen one? Locke.
Big Disney Jim says, Jacob and Man in Black have mommy issues, not daddy issues.
Very true. We don't know the dad.
No, we don't.
Was the dad the guy that killed the boar?
No. Well, it could be.
We don't know.
Be interesting. And his last name?
I thought it would be better if the guy that killed the boar...
And guess what his profession was off the island?
What?
He was a shepherd. I'm just saying. All right, Jack, you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
I am so ready, and it's going to blow your mind.
All right, here we go.
You know, people are starting to cheer because there's only two more.
Only two?
Two more crackpot theories. I've always kind of been like a MIB supporter. I've been teaming. Mm-hmm. I guess you want to say team MIB.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say team. MIB gets off the island.
Okay.
And evil is not released, but good.
Because mm-hmm.
we're seeing how the way in the flash sideways are going on. And as we can see today, who's the better game player? Who's the better strategic person? Man in Black or Jacob? Without question, it's Man in Black.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get off the island, and good is going to be released. You're going to see it, and then the island's going to sink because it's no longer needed. Because good's going to spread throughout the world. Everything's good. The whole ray of sunshine is going to spread throughout the world. And that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Man in Black is good.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday. Call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack. Once again, it's twitter.com/jandjack.
Or Crackpot Jack or Luke Vink or whatever else.
Luke Vink, all right? Luke just Vink. Get it right. Come
whatever
on.
It is.
Jeez.
Luke Jacob. Also, remember, guys, it's really getting close to the end. No spoilers. No. Please, no.
Yes, Alex Rosales, you've been banned, sir, for my tweets. There's so many mosquitoes in this room. What are you doing in here?
That's life. And also, if you do want to do the ticket exchange, if you're looking for a ticket, the only way to get them
mm-hmm.
is ublog.org. Y-U-B-L... what am I saying?
yublog.org.
I don't know his thing.
O-R-G. There you go.
It's not you. It's
Y-U.
It's not Y-O-U. It's not you. It's yublog.org.
And it's more of still, an Eastern.
People are still giving, because we're getting emails all the time, hey, what do I do to get rid of these tickets? I don't want them to go to waste. So there is a slight chance you can get a ticket.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
Check yublog.org.
All right,
and
guys.
And really, guys, with the spoilers, come on, please. I'll send Ed Hockley
off. We'll go into radio silence.
No, I will send Ed Hockley off after you.
And you don't want that.
No, you don't.
All right, guys, that is it for today. An awesome episode, and I can't wait to talk about it even more on Friday for the next episode of The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
I'm ready to do it right now.
All right, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.